This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
I've empowered you to be a tough guy. And I don't think you'd be a tough guy without the United States. And your people are very brave. But you're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but you'll fight it out.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse J. Duff on the phone with us. Jesse Jane, I haven't seen a takedown like that since maybe U.S. versus Russia in 1980 in hockey. What do you think?
That's an excellent comparison. I would say, though, that, you know, it put all of the left, the elitists, in cardiac arrest. Those who would be happy to send your sons and daughters and all the listeners' sons and daughters into combat, but they themselves will stay in the elite chapels that they have created for themselves. You know, they have this mindset that we've just got to be engaged with Ukraine, when in fact they have failed to do any form of negotiations in the last 5 years. All we've seen is everybody coming to the trough of the American dollars and feed off of it, and Americans just can't sustain it. And especially when we see all of this information coming out by Doge of all of the taxpayer dollars just being wasted consistently on pet projects, aid to foreign countries that involve transgender plays and operas and who knows what else, you know, and surgeries, for goodness sake. Waste, waste, waste. We got to start getting the money effectively spent, and funding an endless war is not one of them.
Yeah. You know, I watched the media meltdown over this. I watched the Democrats and talking points all weekend. And then I saw somebody point out that Zelensky had a meeting with Chris Murphy and a bunch of these Democratic senators right before he went to the White House. And I have to wonder if they weren't encouraging him to engage, which was his mistake. If he took that foolish advice, then he probably deserves whatever happens after this, because he you know, I heard the president say this, and it's not my thought on it. What he wants to do is continue fighting. He wants more U.S. money to continue fighting and the mineral deal. And what President Trump is telling him is, no, we're going to make the deal with you. That's your security. And then we're going to negotiate peace.
Yeah, it's pretty heartbreaking to know that the Democrats couldn't help themselves and stick their nose in this. I've gathered the same as you, but I don't know what was or was not said. I want to be very cautious. Like, a lot of people put stuff on Twitter as fact without, you know, ever really doing their homework. But at the same time, that kind of sounds on par for the course with the left that is, you know, just gasping for air to justify their reckless spending for the last 4 years. And, you know, and President Trump and Vice President Vance looked him dead in the eye and said, you know, you went and campaigned for the opposition right up there in Pennsylvania, and they were signing those bombs as if this was just some great historical moment that was going to go into the history books. Yeah, it'll go in the history books, but under the list of what not to do when you're meddling in American politics. And, you know, the fact that I've gathered that he has cut off his own elections, you know, can you imagine with all the wars we've had in the United States that the United States has been partaking in, for example, Afghanistan, that we just decided we're not going to have any more elections till that's resolved, or, you know, we're not going to engage in any elections while we were during the Iraq conflict. You know, that is kind of reprehensible to deny people their rights. I don't like picking sides on this because I feel like I've got two cats in a bag that are fighting each other, and Putin has never been known to do anything good anyway. But at the same time, there has to be a negotiating process, and Zelensky needs to clear the cobwebs out of his head that, you know, yes, Putin just kept invading our country. I keep hearing him repeat the same argument. You're 3.5 years into this, and yet you've had no resolution come forward. You better clean out your ears. The 6 inches of space between those two ears, better start absorbing what President Trump's going to say. Because guess what? You're going to get no resolution. The European allies now coming all together. Oh, we're going to help you. Really? You don't even have anything the size of the Alabama National Guard. What are you going to do? Because you need us. You need us. No disrespect to the Alabama National Guard. I'm sure they're probably quite proficient. But to go into a conflict with Russia? Oh, glory. Help me.
We only have about 45 seconds. But what do you think's going on with this Epstein list? Are we ever going to actually see the true list?
Oh, my goodness. You know, probably the wrong person because I'm nowhere near Epstein Island during this behavioral conflict. But I could tell you that, you know, those people that are on that list are probably going to fight tooth and nail to keep it from getting exposed. At the same time, I think we will see it. But just because somebody's on the list doesn't mean they protected in human trafficking or child pornography. And I want to make sure people understand that.
Yeah. And plus, if you look at the flight manifests, a lot of people flew on the plane, but they flew from point A to point B within the United States. I mean, there's just no... It's not automatically an indictment that you did something wrong.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've taken a lot of photos over my time. I'm sure somebody in one of those photos was a real bad guy, and I don't even know about it. So we got to be real careful.
There's a picture. There's a picture of you and me out there somewhere. You got to be careful with what you say.
See,
you know.
Point made. Point made. Touche. There we go. Yeah,
you
the
bet.
Most wanted list. But yeah, Pam Bondi, I think, is doing the best that she can in the circumstances. But I expect we'll see something within the next week or two. New York, what is it? That New York office better hand it over.
That's
and do
right.
it quickly.
We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
All right, take the hill, motivators. We got the flag on top now.
Get more at 971talk.com.